It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than medical advice from Dr. Phil. We are better than that. You can join
thank goodness.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. If you just want to listen, if you want watch me at this point, you can go to Facebook, then you search Davin's Den on Facebook, and we're on that page. We're doing that stream, so that's fun. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined on the phone by Joe Curry, who is live and in the company of his Matchbox car collection. Hello, Joe.
That's correct. I am here. My Matchbox car collection is still packed.
You want to see if you're going to stay there. I understand. You don't want to commit.
The day program is making us take mandatory vacation time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be off a week in May and then a week in late May. So I'm going to be cleaning out my garage.
Joe, are you aware that this is the intro? I'm just trying to get everybody introduced.
Okay.
And Pip Helix, who is live from her home where she finally has the time to start that online dominatrix course that she always wanted to take. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
You see that, Joe? That was nice and clean. We're back.
Right.
And we're here to try to get you through the pandemic on the show. Apple and Google want to track the virus. And you. Nurses get suspended because they refuse to work without proper equipment. Some of America's most famous TV doctors have medical advice for you about the virus. Donald Trump thought about doing 2 hours a day of live radio. Yes, please. Is it time to dress better for your Zoom meetings? A judge in Florida thinks so. And scamming scammers with Lacey. I must say, the scammer business is booming for me right now because apparently they're out of work too. So they got all the time in the world to contact your pal. I've had multiple relationships. I'm talking with a whole bunch of them at once. Fake Davin is just a gigolo.
Everywhere you go.
Well, I'm not really going anywhere. But
I know, but you pretend.
The funny thing is, they'll all like, oh, where are you now? I'm not fucking home, stupid. Where am I going to be? I mean, this isn't like before where I could regale them with tales of women that I'm sleeping with and losing my pants or ghost busting or being a male stripper or fluffing or all the other various things Fake Davin's done. I'm home. That's where we are. We are home. That's what I'm fucking doing. I even apologize to them. I'm like, listen, I'm not as interesting as I usually am. We're going to have to suck it up and get through this together. You're going to have to go with a rather mundane storyline. I'm sorry.
What are you going to do? I mean, you can't be making up stories about, travels and being out in places when nobody's really doing that.
No, I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. So I'm kind of working on the more realistic personas right now, not the wackiness.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We are fully immersed in Lacey. There's a lot of wackiness there. We'll get to that later on. But as you recall, I had a full conversation with my lovely scammer, Lacey, where I just answered in Sammy Hagar song titles. So, so we will get.
And
what
are you planning on getting fully immersed?
What do you mean fully immersed?
In you just said you were fully immersed in Lacey.
I would love to.
Provocative.
I would love to get fully immersed in Lacey. that's my dream. Little tease of an announcement. I am starting a new business endeavor with our social media guy Adam. I hope to have. It's already underway, but I'm just waiting for a couple things to fall in place. I'm hoping for it to go live next week. And I will say that this business endeavor that I am doing with Adam, it should bring joy to people's lives if they partake. It should make the pandemic experience just a skosh better. But I don't want to give away too much.
What are you dealing weed?
How would that even work, stupid? Nobody can come to the house. I can't go to people's houses. How would that even work?
You leave it in the mailbox.
Then I gotta bring gloves and hand sanitizer. It's a little too much work.
That cuts into overhead.
Drone weed?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
How is that
going to
work?
Delivery by drone.
The police, they monitor the drones. You got to register your shit here. You can't just do that. I can't. And if I'm going to have a drone for weed, then I'm doing coke. If I'm going to invest in that type of technology, I'm not dicking around with weed. We're doing cocaine.
Well, why don't you just announce that on some kind of public place and see how that goes?
What's that? Oh, that? Well, here's the thing. The cops are no longer...
I just caught that. I was busy getting the link set up. I just caught... Weed for sale.
Thank you.
Weed for sale.
Well, here's the thing.
Ding, 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 ding. Hear ye, hear ye.
The cops are no longer pulling people over for speeding tickets. So maybe they don't give a shit about me dealing coke. I don't know.
You know what? Anything that keeps people in the house... They don't care.
Yeah, think about that. And it's also good, you know, a lot of people, they're gaining weight and they're in sweatpants. I give you enough coke, if you stay in the house, you're going to fucking do laps. So you're in the right attire. Cardio.
And then knocked out of a heart attack.
But that's just it. Wouldn't it be nice to read about somebody dying from something besides COVID-19? Wouldn't that be a change of pace?
It would be lovely.
Sure. So I'm doing public service.
Name the product Cocaine 19. You've heard enough of COVID-19. Now it's time for Cocaine 19. That's right.
Look at Joe. Joe's already angling to do the voiceover. He's out of work.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I heard him auditioning just now.
We all heard. Yeah, we all heard him, dear. It's called
I need
a
work.
What?
No work. There's no gigs out there. I need work.
Yeah, I know. I understand, Joe. And if there's drugs involved, you'll be perfect for it. All right. So we got a fun show for you tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out. You know, my excitement level is not what it used to be as far as going out and doing things and encountering the public. But fortunately, we still have an animal on the show who still ventures out, and he's still his charming self. That is Joe Curry, and we are going to cue up the You Stink bumper and let Joe have his way.
You stink!
All right, Joe, what happened now?
All right. I go out to the supermarket. Going out to the supermarket now is like when I used to go out to the bars back in the day. I have to bring bail money with me because I just had it with people. Sunday morning, I have to get up at the crack of dawn like the road warrior so I can get out to Stop and Shop by 7 o'clock. So I get out. I go in. I got my mask on. I've got my gloves on. And I'm going around the supermarket following the arrows. And I go into Frozen, and I want to pick up some French fries. And in front of the door is this guy preaching about Jesus and God to this other guy.
Hold on. Let's stop right there and analyze that. We've all been to the frozen food section in a supermarket. It's the most unpleasant place to be because it's so cold because it's frozen. Yet this motherfucker... He's doing it there. So right there, let's give him a little credit, Joe, for willing to suffer for the cause, shall we not?
Yeah, I guess.
You're not having it. Joe's not having
suffer
it.
Suffer for the cause. A moron. So basically, he has his mask on.
Okay.
And I go, so I'm like, excuse me, can I get in now? Oh, by the way, thou shalt wear thy mask. You know?
Like, I like that. Like,
oh, God. And I'm like, I hope you meet Jesus, so this way he could tell you you could have kept your mask on, stupid.
Did you say that to him?
Say what?
Did you say that to him?
Of course I did. I've had it.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Oh, that's tremendous. Boy.
What did he say?
He just said, oh, bless you, brother. Yeah, believe me. Covert. I wish the virus took requests. But anyway.
Jesus.
So I go, and it's bad enough when you go to the supermarket, too, because basically, if I go to the supermarket, I'll spend on a big spend a week. I'll spend $70. I live alone, so it's $70. And that is way too much for me, okay? Usually I try to spend maybe 50 to 60 bucks in there, okay? So I go in there, and once again, I lay out a hundred bucks on groceries. Because what the problem is when I walk into the supermarket, I'm like, you got enough at home. You're fine. You'll be good. There'll be more food. You go in, and meanwhile, there's no food in there. And it's like stuff that you look for, you can't find. It's
yep.
not this. So you're like, all right, whatever I'm looking for, I better buy, you know?
Yeah. To interrupt real briefly, there's very few things on sale. In fact, everything has gone up in price now.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll pay it gladly.
Except if it's oil. That shit, I'll tell you what, I could get a gallon of oil cheaper than I can get a gallon of water.
Yeah, and that's great. Sick. Cheap gas and nowhere to go with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's good, though. I'm starting to wean the daughter onto drinking oil instead of water. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Funny. So I leave that guy, and I'm going around, and I go into about several aisles down, and it's just me and this other woman, and I was going the wrong way. I didn't follow the arrow. I screwed up. I'm very conscious. And the woman goes, you know, you're going the wrong way. And I go, really? You should have seen me on the expressway. And I go, look, really? If you're enforcing the law, maybe you want to go by frozen. There's somebody there with his mask off. Yeah.
Wait. So she actually felt the need to tell you?
Oh yeah.
Who does that?
You know what? Somebody that got an earful back. Because what the problem is that as a comedian, you're used to saying shit to everybody, anybody. You say, you know, and ripping people apart, and you don't have a filter that a civilian does. So when you're in in public. And you have somebody that says that, it's your natural inclination.
I have a way
to rip into them.
I have a way to make this better for you because I know how you are in the comedy world. What you need to do is you need to every person you encounter, you need to treat them like a booker because you don't say shit to them.
No, they keep me employed.
So you just need to treat them nicely. When the man's preaching, you go, well, that sounds delightful. Can I send you avails? That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
just to keep the groveling muscle built up for when the shit opens up again and we need work. Because you don't want to go in there like you're fucking dealing with everybody. Hey, motherfucker, you got anything? That's not going to work.
Can you imagine?
I can.
I know.
But talk about finding stuff that was not there the week before. I want to get noodles, okay? I like the fluffy kind, okay? There's no noodles to be found anywhere. I got to drive around like Mannix trying to find fucking noodles. And then I got to what you do is if you're looking for noodles, nobody can find them. You go in. And where everybody is taking the noodles, what you got to do is you got to go where all the Manischewitz stuff is because the Manischewitz makes noodles. And
well, you're talking about specific noodle. You're talking about egg noodles, Joe.
Egg noodles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people don't think that they're going to be over by the Manischewitz stuff, which they are. So I grabbed a couple of bags of that.
Did you grab some gefilte fish too while you were there?
Oh God, no, no. I've had bad experience with.
I feel you don't get to take our good food like the noodles if you don't take some of the bad food. I feel like there should be somebody enforcing that policy. You're not Jewish. How dare you?
I take it. Believe me, I drank your filter filled juice. Believe me, I paid my dues.
It's been once. It misses you.
Look. Well, you know what? I'll have to send it a postcard. Because I'm social distancing from it.
Well, don't worry. You'll be back. After Pip licks it, kisses your foot, we can have you do a gefilte fish shot. We can make that happen.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll think of something else.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. But, so I finally got the noodle. What I would do is going to the supermarket was just such a simple thing for me. I would go, usually Monday, nothing's going on for me. So I would go Monday, and I would go to the supermarket. Nobody was there. I go. I get everything I want. I spend $50, and then I go to the dollar store. I spend another $15, and then I go home. It has been the past month nothing but an odyssey where I have to wait. All you see is the sun coming up and me heading to my car to go supermarket shopping. You got to dress like you're going into surgery. You got assholes in there. I'm completely out of patience with anything. you know?
Joe,
so it's just like,
Joe,
it's an altercation when I go.
Joe, do you understand there are people on the same planet that we live in that have to fight off a fucking lion before they get fucking food? And you're bitching about getting up early to looking for some egg noodles. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And let me tell you something. If I took that motherfucker with me into Stop and Shop, he'd be like, you know what? Let's go for the lion. A lot easier.
Let's go for the lion.
The lion is just dangerous. These people are just assholes.
Yeah, the lion doesn't have any bad intention. He's just a fucking lion doing what lions do. These people are actively trying to piss you off.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were talking about taking the lion with you into the shop right now. We're talking.
Yeah, but then Joe will be the one with the nasty disposition in that scenario.
Yeah, and you know what? Going into Stop and Shop, the lion would be hiding somewhere. I'm like, here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. They won't come out. Wait, has anybody got a zebra hoof I could coax them out with? What am I going
to
do here?
Wow. You would not do well with what we had to do a couple of weeks ago, where we had to wait online to get into the supermarket. That would drive you nuts.
No, I will not. I will not. I'll starve to death. I, you know, because that's what I do. See, here's the thing. I planned, because basically a couple of weeks ago, because I go at the crack of dawn, so I get in and get out. Uncle Giuseppe's I go to because they've got good meat there, good chopped meat and good steak. So what I do is I get there practically when they open up. Now, when I was there, not this past weekend, the weekend before, I got there, I walked in, I got what I needed and left. When I was walking out the door, and I wasn't browsing, I grabbed my stuff and go. There was already a line of 15 people on there. You gotta go like bright and early when all the dumbbells are asleep.
All the dumbbells?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
And other people are the problem.
Joe's talking about getting in there, getting out, getting what he wants and going. Sounds like a date.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Wow. All right. So so your you stink was towards the people that were unfortunate enough to cross paths with you.
Yeah, I got some dumbbell that's being the safety monitor because I'm going in the wrong lane. And then I got this asshole in Frozen talking about God with his mask off.
Doesn't he understand that he's supposed to do that stuff in the subway?
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody's in the subway. If you're not going to wear the mask, though, I feel like you should be protesting at a state capitol somewhere. I feel like that's the proper place.
The thing about it was the guy he was talking to was about less than 2 feet away. And I'm like,
oh man,
you gotta be kidding. You know, and you know what? You get pissed off at that because, look, I am antisocial. I don't feel like going along with anything. But nonetheless, I pull up, I put my stupid gloves on, I put my mask on, and I walk in and deal with it. And meanwhile, one of the first things you bump into is these two assholes.
So,
you know, and
so Joe, and Joe, let me see if I understand this correctly. You're telling me the guy preaching in the frozen food section and the guy who's listening to preaching in the frozen food section of the supermarket are not smart enough to practice good social distancing. Is that your observation?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What a shock.
But you know what? I have to say, though, since they bothered to put those little arrows on the floor so that you can go down an aisle without having to pass somebody, which forces you to be too close to them. I kind of wish people would stay with the arrow.
Oh,
go in the direction
off.
Of the arrow.
Fuck off. You know what?
And like I said, one of the things that pissed me off is, well, I'm going through this. I play the game. I went with the direction of the arrow. I said, oh, shit, I forgot to get this one last item. And I go down the aisle, and the aisle is empty, and this lady turns the car. They're in the wrong lane. Go fuck yourself. You know, it's not like I'm sliding down sideways in a Corvette with nuns on my hood. Shut your face.
So what? Is the fishmonger going to come out from behind the scrod and give you a fucking supermarket ticket? Fuck you. I'm walking where I want to walk.
You know what? And what is scrod? Who would eat scrod? The scrod sounds so unappetizing. Scrod.
It's flounder. It's flounder.
I know, but why don't they just call it flounder?
Because it sounds like because you know what it sounds? It sounds like the scrotum of the flounder.
I know, but it's like, would you like flounder? It was like scrod. You
know? I remember there used to be like you know, when I was a kid, we would go to a diner in Jersey and there would be scrod on the menu. And my parents would order the scrod. I don't think you can find scrod on a menu anymore.
No, they wisened up and they said, that sounds nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like scrod. Why isn't the scrod selling? Because it sounds like a pair of balls with an attitude.
Yeah, but when you say it like that, it sounds delicious. How is the straw today?
An attitude is not delicious.
How is the straw prepared? Oh, it's in a butter sauce. That sounds lovely.
Even with a butter sauce, it just sounds like this pair of balls with an attitude. What the fuck are you looking at? Sorry, you know, see a pair of balls with butter sauce on it? Go fuck yourself.
Sir?
Ooh, I don't like this meal.
Sir, is the straw fresh today? You have no idea.
Right, you told me to go fuck myself 10 minutes ago. Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't it be so fun if you were in the supermarket and the people behind, like, the fish counter and the deli actually talked like that? It would be great.
What do you want to do? Like, grab the little fish that are, like, still whole and give them voices like they're doing a puppet show?
Yeah. No, I mean, just what you just said, you know. Is it fresh? Yeah, it just told me to go fuck myself. Yeah, it's fresh.
They can't say
yeah, that. Yeah, that would be my first day in the job as a fishmonger, you know.
And your last day?
Yeah. So, could you not talk to the customers like that? Well, they're asking asshole questions.
Just take the fish I give you. Don't ask questions. It's Lenten time. You just be happy you have fish. How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry that you encountered such turbulence in the frozen section. Now, I also saw that you posted something about people waiting online to get coffee. Is that true?
Yeah.
Didn't you go to 7-Eleven to get coffee?
Yeah, but I didn't wait in the line for it.
No, you dealt with the guy who was coughing all over the place, you asshole. That was your stink from 2 weeks ago.
Shut up. Listen to me, okay? I during normal times, you know, when things were normal, and hopefully we'll get back to normal, I would go into 7-Eleven to get my coffee. I would not get coffee at 7-Eleven now at gunpoint. Because meanwhile, the coronavirus is in there, bitch, and there's no half and half of his coffee. I don't want to go in there, you know? I'm not staying in there.
Yeah, but now you're saying you don't want to risk it. But it was just a couple of weeks ago you were fucking all in.
Yeah, because we weren't having a pandemic then.
Yes, we were, stupid. It was in the middle of the pandemic. What? You know what you need? You need somebody to do what you do for Trump to fucking explain your way out of this shit. What Joe really means is...
When was I at 7-Eleven getting coffee?
2 weeks ago. Last week we had Pips, you stink. The week before, you and I had the you stink, and that was part of it.
Yeah, I think you're saying.
Basically what it was, I did not buy coffee. I bought the paper. I was in 7-Eleven to buy the
You paper. Wanted to get the coffee, but the guy was coughing all over the place, and the newspaper's no better because you can read that shit on your phone, stupid. So you're not helping your cause.
Actually, I read it on the phone now. I got the app.
All right, good for you. You don't need the app, stupid. You just need a browser. What is wrong with you?
Don't worry. Don't get upset on what I have to read while I'm, you know, eating dinner, okay?
I'm trying to keep you alive. I don't know why, but I guess somebody should.
But I have not purchased coffee at 7-Eleven for over a month.
Well, you all, but Pip, you do recall the story, right?
Yeah, I do.
Where he was going to get it, but the guy was coughing all over the place, so he decided not to get it.
But you know what? Yeah. I did not buy the coffee, and I did not buy the coffee before that, and it was just very evident to me
at that point
what a petri dish that it was.
Here's the thing.
The story was I went to go buy the paper. I went in to get the paper, okay, and I was entertaining maybe getting coffee, okay? And then the guy is sneezing all over the place, and then I'm like, no way. And I came to the realization that I wouldn't buy coffee at gunpoint 7-Eleven. I had not purchased coffee before then for about 2.5 weeks, and I have not purchased coffee after the fact.
But your post on Facebook was, don't these people have a coffee pot at home? So I could say the same thing to you. Little hypocritical.
No, it's not.
Here he is. He's going to play devil's advocate for himself now.
I know.
Because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I did not buy the coffee. I have no interest in buying coffee.
Now.
I buy my coffee at home. I have my, you know, my milk at home, okay? And I am not a lemming that is going to sit in a 12-car line to get coffee. That overpriced shit coffee from Starbucks.
You mean the coffee we had to stop for when you lost your man purse in Myrtle Beach?
What do you mean, when I lost my man purse in Myrtle Beach? Well, because it was there. There's no 7-Eleven there.
I understand. Okay. All right. Fine.
I kind of understand the lemming lines, though, because I don't have a latte maker at home. Every once in a while, you just want one of those.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Joe. Sometimes you want a $9 Frappuccino.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit there painful, but I'm going to sit in my car like a lummox and wait for overpriced coffee.
Sometimes you want somebody to mispronounce the name Pip and call you Poop. Sometimes you need that feeling. Sometimes you need them to pronounce Joe and call you Jim. You need that sometimes. I understand.
Yeah.
I know. People call me Jim. Every booker I try, hey, Jim, how's it going? It's not Jim, it's Joe.
Oh, it's a shame. If it was Jim, we had a headline spot open. But since it's Joe, we're all booked.
You were there that time.
I know how it goes. So, Pip, do you have anything to share?
My cat can't poop.
What? Wait, what now?
My cat can't poop.
Are you talking nice to it? Are you staring at it while it goes? Did you get it the app to read the paper?
You know what? I've tried to make it as comfortable as possible, but the poor little baby just can't pop the plug.
Why don't you give him some Taco Bell? It'll shit like a circus elephant.
Well, you know what? I was in one of those months, and I saw a guy before I got in his vision. I saw him picking his nose, and I was like, do I really want to buy food here?
Sure.
But then I realized that the people behind him are the ones preparing the food. But I was like, oh, gross, dude. But anyway, the poor kitty, he's eating fine, and he's up until just recently been acting fine. But because I have the lovely position of my woman cave being my work area,
Is that what we're calling your vagina? The woman cave and Mr. Helix's
area.
And Mr. Helix's work area. I like that.
Yeah, it's my work area is their work area. So the cat boxes are here too.
Just see a fucking just see a guy in a hard hat, just fucking looking exhausted with sweat on his brow. Go, I'm doing all I can in that work area. It's just too much. We're gonna need a bigger team.
You're sitting there trying to crunch numbers, and next to there's a cabby crunching a log, burying a log right next to you.
That's my life. This is my life. You don't think it's just Tuesday nights at your house that I'm doing the show next to a cat box? No! I'm doing every day next to the cat box.
That's why we have the ambiance we have, to make you comfortable.
I know. So I'm just at home. But so, of course, now, because I'm in this room every day, I see the little guy. Well, he's actually a big guy. I see him.
Of course, he's full of shit.
He is. He takes after me in that respect. The poor little thing waddles in. He stands on the box, and I only started to notice because he started making little old man grunting noises while he was trying to go.
Do you mind? Meow.
You know, he'd whip out, unfurl the paper and sit there and look at me like, yeah, nothing's happening.
Maybe the cat's trying to save on toilet paper. He knows it's hard to find.
Now he just drops and runs.
No, I'm right.
Like he's ashamed.
That's
normally.
The funny thing about when cats poop. They fucking tear out of there. Like, we know what we did, and this shit bomb is going to go off in 10 seconds. It's going to stink, and it's going to be all in you. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
They head for the hills, you know, and they run away, and it's like, who took that shit? Wasn't the cat. Couldn't be. He's not here anymore.
It's like the cat version of the walk of shame, except it's the sprint of shame.
Oh, yeah, they know.
The only time a cat sticks around after a poop is when everything didn't work out properly, and they rub their ass on the floor like a fucking dog.
Oh, yeah. God, that's the worst.
Hey, I heard you're out of Charmin. Here, let me use your fucking carpet to wipe my ass. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I wonder who did that. Why don't we follow the trailer shit and we'll catch up to whoever that was.
Yeah,
let me walk around the house and see whose leg is up in the air, and I think I'll know. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Mr. Helix, what are you doing?
Yeah, I love when a cat does that. It's like you're licking your asshole or hailing a cab. I never know.
Why can't it be both? Why can't it be both? See, but you never want to talk to the cat when he gets in the cab because his breath smells like shit. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. The comedy definitely never starts.
So I sent Mr. Helix off to the vet with two of the cats, actually.
I believe the conversation went like this. Get to the vet, you unemployed motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm earning money up in this bitch. Go!
Well, that's the thing, is that I had to sit here and look busy.
You're keeping the lights on. You are keeping the lights on, Pip Helix.
I am. And so,
stupid.
You know, I was like, can you bring them in? Because I can't leave.
Right.
And, so he brought them over. And, you know, and it's sort of like, you know, this social distancing. Drop your kitties in the driveway and let us know when they're there and we will come out.
Yeah, it's curbside.
They're coming out unarmed.
Yeah, it's curbside.
Curbside cat drop-off.
Yeah.
What are you dropping off cats of heroin? Holy smokes.
You know what you should do?
Right.
You know, you should borrow one of my cocaine drones and drop your cat that way.
That's true.
That'll make the cat shit.
I've had problems before.
Put the cat up in a drone, he'll fucking shit. You won't believe how much shit will come out of that cat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, flying over the treetop. Yeah, you shit your pants.
Is that hail?
Problem solved.
Is that hail? No, I don't think hail is brown, but it's hard like hail.
Yeah, I've been in a shit storm. I've never been in one.
Oh, fun with cat turds. That's what we've devolved to.
Why are these Tootsie Rolls falling out of the sky?
Put your tongue out, kids. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Is it? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, cat shit. That's what this show is. Fucking 3 hours of cat shit. That is fantastic.
Pretty much.
All right, so you got constipated cats. You send Mr. Helix to the vet on a mercy mission.
Yeah, and so we had to get a laxative for the cat.
A laxative.
And, so I've had this like hairball remedy for cats before, and you just like squirt it like toothpaste onto your finger though, and they'll lick it right off.
Yeah, was that Laxatone?
Right. What's that?
Laxatone.
Yes.
See? Yeah. I know fucking cat medication. You people, you tune in, you don't understand what type of education you get. You get just a little bit of everything. Now you know what a cat laxative is. Laxatone. You squirt it on finger. If they don't lick it off, you just put it on the nose, and then they don't have a choice because the other cats will make fun of them. Why do you got laxatone on your nose, you asshole? You got a problem like a Coke fucking problem? Like, get that shit off. You're embarrassing us.
Laxatone sounds like a lazy radio. It's the new Laxatone.
For when you want to go to sleep, you just turn on the old Laxatone.
It's easy listening. Yeah, it plays nothing but easy listening music.
Yes.
Turn on the Laxatone.
That's true. So this stuff, though, the last time I used it, admittedly years ago was the last time I bought this stuff, it was a little bit more together. like it was firmer like toothpaste, so you could squirt it out in a ribbon. This stuff is a big mushy mess, and it like a string of it comes from the container to your finger and hangs there in this goopy mess.
Like a booger that won't leave.
That's kinda how it comes out of the cat, not out of the tube.
No, well, you know what? It's coming out of the tube and not coming out of the cat.
Oh.
So I've got this mushy stuff on my finger, and I can't get the cat to eat it, so I have to, like, smear it on his mouth.
Yeah, that's what you do.
He is not digging me.
No, that's what you fucking do. No. It's like what I used to do with a woman when she didn't want to suck dick. Fuck it, that's why you hold your head down. Come on! You don't get air until you do what's right. Same fucking thing.
It's exactly
right. Oddly enough, afterwards, much like a cat taking a dump, she would immediately run out. So
that was the sprint to shame for sure.
It most certainly was. Yeah. But this is before you knew about pressing charges. So it never really happened, if you know what I'm saying.
At least the cat's not going to come back in 20 years and go, that's him, man.
That's why I'm not running for office, you know.
Yeah.
So now we've been like, you know, holding down the cat and force-feeding him the stuff.
This does sound like my dating life.
Sorry?
I said this does sound like my dating life. couple fraternity brothers pinning her down. Just take it. It'll be over soon. Quicker than you can imagine. You have no idea.
We'll picture Mr. Helix and I both tag team in this one.
How really? Can't one person? Can't you just grab it by the scruff of the neck and, you know, shove it in its face?
Oh no! He's wise to us now. He sees me coming with that tube, and he knows that something is getting lubricated, and he's not having it.
And Mr. Helix is hoping it's you.
Mr. Helix and a cat.
Both.
Stick to the story.
Pip comes with a jar of KY. Mr. Helix runs and hides under the bed.
No, not again.
I don't like these games. I don't like that you're the breadwinner. I don't want to be the bitch in this relationship. Well, until you get a job again, bend over. This is what mama likes.
He's got the KY jelly. It's like, look, I know both will use to lube a pussy, but we have to take care of this one.
You know what mama likes.
You know what mama likes. Who's the breadwinner? Who's the breadwinner? Yeah, you wanted a job in the arts, did you? Mommy doesn't have a job in the arts. Mommy's making all the money. You're mommy's good little boy.
Yeah. Mommy didn't get to follow her dreams.
That's right. Mommy's here working next to the cat litter. Now we're going to do something dirty.
Somebody's going to have to pay.
Someone's got to pay for my crushed dreams and still working during the COVID-19. And that someone's you, Mr. Helix. Get the Laxatone and the big dildo. We got some shit to do.
Speaking of shit to do, I can't get this cat to do it. So now we're down to the humiliating part of the festivities.
Because the other start was stuff that you brag about and uplifting.
Yeah, I'm still talking about Mr. Helix.
Of course you are. I believe the most humiliating part was when he said, I do. And after that, you know, it's just par for the course.
That was for him.
All right, I guess this is my life now. Sure, I do. I suppose.
I guess.
I'm like a cat. I had 9 lives. I'm down to the last one. Rub my belly and we'll call it a life.
It's like we said our vows. And he said, I guess.
Regis, can I phone a friend? No. All right.
So now I have to, because I'm desperate, because we really have to get this kitty going.
Do you now?
The laxative is not working. You know, you can't just, like, squeeze them in the middle and hope that the toothpaste pops out of the tube.
That'd be fucking great.
So now I'm thinking, okay, what happens when they're kittens is that their mommy cat licks their butt to, like, get them to be able to go.
And you're like, and wow, dreams do come true.
I don't know why my foot's not an issue. Okay.
Oh, my God.
No pun intended. That's
just, your foot's just the fucking warm-up for the evening.
It's going to be a vacation for me.
And does the cat turn around and look at you and go, your tongue's not sandpapery enough?
Yes, as a matter of fact. No, now we're down to, and believe me, paper towels are at a premium in this house, so this shows how much I love this cat.
Well, you know, paper towels might be at a premium, but apparently pride is not.
No, but I have to, like, get warm water on a paper towel, and now I'm, like pushing it on and rubbing his little butt.
How is there not video footage of this? Why is this not on TikTok?
I'm, like, hoping, like, if there's anything, like, in the chamber, it'll moisten it up enough to pop out.
I'll tell you what, I'm fucking moist.
You a feline dominatrix? What are you doing?
Yeah, kitty. Who wants their tushy rubbed? You do. Yeah. Nice and wet. Circular. Oh, counterclockwise. I'm sorry, kitty. Counterclockwise. That's how you like it. Yeah. Let's get the little pink tush.
Kitty.
Now, the thing about it is, I know a little bit about this because when my cat used to have kittens, sometimes if the mother disappeared or something happened, we had little kittens. My mom would take the little, it was a cloth and do that,
yeah.
You know, but this is when they were kittens, just to, you know, make them go, you know. But,
right.
You know, but they would order, but you know what, the kitten automatically would go, you know, you got this one clogged up.
Yeah, well,
you got, hold
I'm
on.
Now because we keep stuffing them full of laxatives and... the poor thing is still standing there going, so I'm like, I'm going to try anything. So I'm going to I'm using the hot compress on his butt.
Oh my God.
And now I'm going to have to put something on his little butt because it probably hurts from straining.
So wait. So first you were touching his butt to get him to poop. That didn't work. So now you want his little butt to feel better.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
I think I'm going to put aloe on his butt.
No!
If he cleans himself, it's not toxic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're polishing his asshole like an end table. What are you doing?
I don't know what else to do. If I can't get him to poop.
Use your tongue. That's what Mama Cat would do. Use your tongue. Get in there. Pride is clearly gone. You're fucking sharing this with everybody. You don't care anymore.
Sitting up because he's mortified.
Or he likes it. Maybe that's like this highlight of the day. Mommy comes and powders his ass.
Oh, no, he doesn't want anything to do with me. He sees me coming along, and he's like, oh, no, you know. He ran down the basement.
Yeah, because you're up to no good, you know.
You're up to meanwhile, meanwhile, when she walks in, Mr. Helick backs up into her butt first. So it's very confusing.
And I've noticed he's been purring a lot. It's very weird.
He rubs up against you, arches his back. Rub my tushy.
Yeah. Give him a little hints that he wants aloe on his asshole, too. Why should the cat have all the fun?
Yeah. Where's my warm compress?
Where's my warm compress?
I wish I could see you, because the wife has, like, a big, beautiful aloe plant. We could give you, like, some.
I have aloe. So I think I'll be okay. Thank you. The thing is that I'm going in.
You're going in?
Literally, yeah. Okay.
Well, wait a minute, what do you mean you're going in?
No, I'm just going to, dab it on his little butthole.
But how long until you penetrate? When are you going to sodomize this cat?
Well, you know what? Thursday is the big day.
Why is that?
Thursday? So what, you got it circled in the calendar, cat asshole day?
Yes. Thursday's a big day.
You're gonna do this on Facebook Live, right?
What's that?
You're going to do this on Facebook Live, right?
No, I am not.
I feel you should.
He suffered enough embarrassment.
But we have nothing to watch. We've already watched The Tiger King. This is next on the fucking binge watching. We need to see this. The Tabby Queen. We need to watch this shit. Literally.
Well, we don't have a videographer. We have my...
I will come and risk the COVID-19.
I like the way you say we don't have a videographer. It's not a wedding, stupid. You're moisting your cat's asshole. What do you need for?
Yeah, you got a phone. Relax. What are you working on, lighting? Oh, come on, cat. Yeah. You're standing in the wrong spot. What's fucking wrong with you?
What are you going to block the area? You're going to come out. You're going to block right here and I'm going to shove a finger up your ass and hopefully you'll spread out like a sprinkler of shit.
No. Here's the disappointing part for you guys. I'm not doing it.
Who is?
The vet.
Oh! Well, that's no fun.
So if all else fails, if all my ministrations fail, then he's got to go back to the vet, and the vet is going to do terrible, terrible things to my kitty's asshole.
Or wonderful, wonderful things.
I don't even know yet.
You gotta make your cat a cam girl. You'll fucking make some money. People will tip for this.
Let me tell you something. When you get the vet bill, both of you are gonna shit.
I'm sure that somebody out there in internet land would love to watch my cat be molested. but I am not going to be the one that's going to be putting that together.
You're talking to them right now.
What? Well, I know.
You're talking to the people who want to watch this.
Can I just say something? When you guys go, you know, Joe, you should get a cat or a pet or something. No, and this is one of the reasons why.
Why? People come over and rub your ass.
Oh, I'm not. No, I don't have time for this kind of stuff.
You don't have time to get warm compresses for your cat's ass?
No, I can't. I won't.
Can't you just give this cat a fucking prune?
Say this again?
I said, can't you give the cat a prune?
I don't know that would work.
It would be a hell of an experiment.
Well, you know, it's like the laxative is supposed to get everything going, but that isn't working. So I don't want to give him more food to jam up in there.
Do they do like an X-ray? Maybe he's compacted.
Well, that's what they're going to see. It was like, we're going to try this. If that doesn't work, then they're going to have to go and get it out. So that's what Thursday is. That's if he can't poop by then he's got to go back.
My daughter's friend, they have a cat. They just had to rush to the vet on Saturday night. Same issue. Although I have not heard anything about rubbing the cat's tushy. I have not heard that update.
Well, maybe they haven't become as desperate as I have yet.
I'll tell you what. I'm torn on this. Not like a cat's ass, but I'm torn on this. On one hand, you're like the best cat mother ever. On the other hand, you're a little fucking twisted, and I think you like it too much. I don't know how I feel about this.
You know what? Maybe it's not, you know, and maybe because cats like to eat a lot of dumbbell stuff. Maybe he ate yarn or something like that, and it's all tangled up.
You know what? A while back, he got into some Easter grass.
Oh, there you go.
I don't even know. No, but no, this was way before Easter. This was Easter grass. I don't even know where he found it.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? He's going to shit a turdberry egg.
He was pooping it out.
He's going to shoot a turdberry egg. Yeah, that's the thing about cats. They fucking, when they get into that stuff, it comes out like it's tinsel, but you don't want to put it on the tree.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get, like, really sparkly. Like, it'll be, like, the best decorated turds you've ever seen, where it's like, wow, this is almost festive. I hate to throw it away, but it's a turd.
We'll bring it out at Christmas.
It's almost festive. I had my first cat ate the tinsel off the tree.
Oh, great.
And I saw something hanging out of his butt. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And first I'm all nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, is that a worm? That's disgusting. Because it's brown.
Well, because it's shit,
that's
dear.
What it is.
Because it's shit.
And
is this asshole celebrating something?
Well, I grabbed a paper towel, and I put my hands around what was hanging out of him, and I pulled.
Like a ripcord.
And then I could tell what it was.
The worst magic trick ever.
It was terrible. And I was like, oh, my God, I just flossed his butthole with tinsel. It was terrible.
God!
Check the holes of bowels of cow shit. La, 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 la.
Oh, my God. Wow. You have way too many cat ass stories.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't have one, but you're like, oh, that reminds me of the time.
Yeah. Well, when you have them in quantity, they tend to do ridiculous things.
Listen, I've had cats my whole life. I've never went up behind and go, this is going to hurt, but you'll enjoy it. That conversation's never happened.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say he was going to enjoy it. I knew he would not. Oh, he turned around and looked at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and
of course.
He was not happy.
Because mommies don't do that. He's not a West Virginia cat, you animal.
I didn't want to hurt him.
You are. You're hurting his pride, too. If he had balls, they would have fucking fallen off, but you took them, too. You just.
No, I did.
I would have looked at the cat. I would have said, look, if you think this is one of my ways to unwind using your asshole as a pull toy, I got better things to do.
How do you know? She doesn't have anything to do. The cat's noticed she's always home now. Maybe the cat's like, I guess this is what we do now because mommy never leaves.
So this is what we do. Just don't get that tinsel. I saw what you did.
Imagine if she was stuck. Would she look like she's trying to start a lawnmower?
The other cats are getting... What the fuck? What the hell's that? What's that? Is that her? Oh, really? Hello? Is she gone?
I'm here.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, I don't know.
One of you animals hit something?
No.
I didn't hit nothing.
All right. You know what we're going to do?
It was our fault. Maybe you did something stupid.
No, I didn't do it. Everybody could see. I'm sitting right here, you jackass. Everybody could fucking...
I touched nothing but cat's butthole.
Right.
All right. You know what? That's a good place to take our first very brief break. I think that's a... I was going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé, and I had more relationship story questions, but after the expose on cat asses, I can't follow that.
You can't follow that.
No, sometimes the middle steals the show. You have to understand. Sometimes it's the middle's night.
Just go up and do 10.
I'm not going to do anything. I didn't know Pip was a prop act. She's bringing yarn and cat asses. I can't compete with that.
Right. So it's like, why don't
you just go up and do 10? You know, I'm looking at the book, or really, you put this on in front of me? Really? How am I supposed to follow this? I can follow the preachy guy in the frozen food section. I got that. But I can't follow molesting a cat's ass repeatedly. I can't follow that.
Don't even set up the merch table. What am I going to do?
No, I lost the fucking week. Pip's headlining now.
Yeah. Welcome to showbiz.
Sure.
You can't go ask to headliner.
No, you can't. I can't follow it. You know, so somebody who played with like dog nipples probably could, but I can't. I don't have that in my act. You were too blue. You were too blue. I can't follow it. It's bad booking.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I feel like you were trying to make a statement, and you did.
This is my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the only one that can have more sexual action during the pandemic.
with an animal.
Yeah,
exactly.
What do you want to do? I don't know, hon. What do you want to do? Hey, we have cats and they have asses.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to take tomorrow off.
You want to watch Netflix and chill? No, I want to play Amazon with the cat's ass.
Yeah, get the aloe.
Meet you by the kitty litter. Fucking animals. Animals at this house.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're going to take our first break. It's going to be a brief break. But this song actually has a little bit of a backstory, which longtime fans of the show might enjoy. This is new music from Richard D'Ambrosio. We've played him before. The song is called Bounce the House. Now, this song is written about Juliana Avalos and Craig Grant and their legitimate bounce house business.
That's funny.
Fans of the show know we exposed Avalos and Grant as scammers. Avalos was the lead plaintiff in the multi-billion dollar lawsuit against Match.com. Made that go away. Craig was one of the biggest promoters for BitConnect, which was a cryptocurrency that got shut down because it was a Ponzi scheme. But this song is actually about their legitimate business. It has a Jamaican feel because Craig's from Jamaica. So this is Bounce the House, short break, and we will be right back. Hey, boy.